Hello friends, welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. Today is day 3 of our newsworthy clips for April 2017. Now, today we are going to be talking about Snapchat. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with what Snapchat is, we hope that you will pay attention and maybe you'll learn about something new. But before we get into our article, let me welcome back our friends, Linda and Amanda. Hello, friends.
Hello.
Hi, Campbell.
All right, well, we've had an interesting 2 days so far, right? Day 1, we talked about a study that proved that if you continue to lie, it'll just get easier and easier to lie. And day 2, we talked about a new type of fabric. What did you think about this new fabric, Linda?
Well, I think it's a great advancement, and a way to harvest clean energy is always welcome.
Yeah, we need a lot of energy in our world today.
Right? We do.
A lot of people have devices, cameras, phones, laptops, computers. So we need a lot of energy. So any new way to harvest energy and create energy is great.
Exactly. I think it was a fantastic improvement.
Yeah. Okay, so today we're talking about Snapchat. For those of us who are not as maybe technology savvy, what is Snapchat?
Well, it's another social media application, which you can use to talk to your friends with, like Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. Basically, you can write messages to your friend, or you can video, you send your friend little videos. The thing that made it unique was that it had like a 10 to 20 second video, and then after a certain amount of time, it would automatically delete.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't actually ever, my friend introduced it to me and I tried to use it, but it was hard because it was like you'd watch the video and then it would disappear, right? And so the first time I didn't know how to use it, and so I hit play and then I was like, wait, where's the sound? And then by the time I figured it out, the video was over and there's no way for me to watch it again.
Right.
And then I was like, wait, what did he say? Oh, okay. But now it's changed, right? Because now you can actually store the videos,
yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And there are Snapchat filters, right? And that's kind of what makes it fun.
Right.
You can kind of, as you're doing your video, you can look like a dog, you can look like a little deer. Or
right.
So it makes it kind of fun.
So I thought it was more similar to Instagram, but it's more like a chatting.
That's Twitter. Twitter is more like Instagram. Oh, the way it's more like Instagram is the video application.
Okay. Yeah. You can also post images as well.
I bet I'm not sure about.
Yeah, I think Snapchat is more of a video.
Oh, okay.
And then people can take a screen capture and then they post that on other social media. And I think that's what you see is they'll like take a screen capture of themselves on the Snapchat or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah,
there's a lot of applications.
So as you can tell, we are all of the slightly older generation.
I just think the less apps, the better, yeah. I just try and keep it minimal.
Yeah. Friends, you know, I've always wondered if I would ever get to the point of, like, where, you know, like, you know how our parents are not kind of so up to date, you know, they don't really know how to use smartphones and they're just kind of like, yeah, computers. Like, if I push this button, is it going to explode? You know, I'm like, how does someone get to that point? Well, friends, I think we've reached that point. All right. Well, regardless, today we're talking about Snapchat, the company, and, or Snap Inc., right? Amanda,
right.
You were telling us that they kind of recently rebranded themselves.
Right.
Snap Inc. So they've kind of come up with some new technology, and we're going to learn about that today. So let's get started. Our article today is on page 26, so join us at the top.
Snapchat's playful shot at sunglasses. A paparazzi photograph of Snapchat chief executive Evan Spiegel prematurely revealed the Los Angeles company's first piece of consumer electronics, a pair of video camera sunglasses. Though it spoiled the surprise, the fact that Spiegel felt comfortable wearing the shades where he did suggests the gadget may succeed where similar products from rivals fell short. Google, Facebook, and others that have released head-mounted technology have presumed their tools would get people to significantly adjust their behavior. With a product that looks like ordinary sunglasses, with some odd decoration on the hinges, Snapchat is going for a softer nudge. It's encouraging people to try a familiar-looking product to experiment with a new way of taking videos. Spiegel may have a plan for smart glasses as sophisticated as Google Glass or Facebook's Oculus Rift, but he's starting off with a goofy name, one feature, an on-trend look, a lower price, and no public goal of doing anything more than helping people preserve memories. Snapchat Spectacles integrates a small video camera and a notification light in the corners where lenses meet hinges. The camera wirelessly transmits 10-second clips to Snapchat's image-sharing app, one of the world's most popular mobile services.
Okay, so the title of our article is Snapchat's Playful Shot at Sunglasses. This is a playful play on words here. So we are talking about the idea that Snapchat, they have come up with a pair of video camera sunglasses, right? So they are taking a playful shot at sunglasses. And now there's kind of a play on words here with the word shot, right? Because, you know, a shot is kind of like you're taking a try, right? You're trying to do something. But shot, like, also because, you know, they take pictures.
Right. Right.
So you can have a shot, like a camera shot. So a playful shot at sunglasses. Now, we start off our article talking about paparazzi. What are paparazzi?
Well, paparazzi are those photographers that follow famous people around everywhere they go so that they can take photographs of them and then sell those photographs to newspapers or magazines.
Right. So a paparazzi photograph showed Snapchat chief executive Evan Spiegel prematurely revealing Snapchat's first piece of consumer electronics. And what are we talking about?
We're talking about a pair of video camera sunglasses.
That's right. So this is their new technology, and he wore it out in public before they were kind of ready to announce it.
Right. Well, and the thing is, though, we don't really know if he did that on purpose or not, mm-hmm. because that's also a marketing ploy in and of itself. But, yeah, they hadn't announced it. They hadn't had the big reveal, you know, that, like, we think of, like, Apple phones. They have this big event that happens and the product is revealed. They didn't do that. He just started walking around wearing them.
Right. So though it spoiled the surprise, right, so it wasn't like a big reveal. He was just kind of wearing it and someone caught him wearing it. The fact that he felt comfortable wearing the shades where he did suggests the gadget may succeed where similar products from rivals fell short. What is this paragraph trying to convey?
Basically, they're trying to say that there are other competitors mm-hmm. that are trying to do the same thing,
right.
but it looks like he was successful at doing it.
Right, because he wore it in public and it seems like a lot of people liked it.
Yeah, just one thing I wanted to point out is shades here. It says wearing the shades.
Mm-hmm.
That's slang for sunglasses.
Right. So we, in the middle of that sentence, use the word shades, and then it says, where he did suggest the gadget may succeed where similar products from rivals fell short. So on the one hand, we're calling them shades. On the other hand, we're calling it a gadget. So what is it? Is it shades? Are they sunglasses? Or is it a gadget?
It's a combination of both together.
Mm. So it's a sun gadget. No. That was bad. All right. So, similar products, right? So we've all heard of Google Glass, and there's Facebook is trying to come up a similar product. So these are some of the rivals that we're referring to. They're the competitor products, right? And Google and Facebook and others have released head-mounted technology, right? So what are we talking about when we're talking about something that is head-mounted?
Well, you wear it on your head mm-hmm. or, you know, on your face.
Right.
Somewhere.
Actually, when I think of that, I do think of, like, the GoPro
yeah.
camera. Mm-hmm. You know, GoPro was popular because of the quality of the video, but mm-hmm. also the fact that it had a headband that you could mount the camera into.
Right. So the mount is just kind of to set up or to kind of...
Attach it,
right? So when you mount something, you're kind of setting it up, you're attaching it to something. So when it's head mounted, it means it's on your head, basically. But here specifically, we're referring to glasses, which are on your face. Now, this head-mounted technology, they presumed, and we're talking about Google and Facebook, they presumed their tools would get people to significantly adjust their behavior. I mean, we've talked about Google Glass for a long time,
right.
but it hasn't really taken off the way right. Facebook itself has, or
right.
smartphones. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody is used. I don't even know anybody who has used Google Glass. Have either of you used
no.
Google Glass?
Nope.
Right. So it hasn't kind of taken off the way that these companies thought these products would.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. With a product that looks like ordinary sunglasses with some odd decoration on the hinges, Snapchat is going for a softer nudge. Now, you've seen these sunglasses,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Are they... What do they look like?
Well, they look like fashionable sunglasses, actually. They're rounded in the lens themselves, mm-hmm. and then on the sides where it talks about the hinges, it's just slightly wider,
mm-hmm.
and so it has a round hole where the video cameras are
right.
located.
Yeah. So if you're thinking about, you know, your smartphone camera, you know, it's about the cameras are about the size
right.
of your smartphone cameras, and just think about two of those kind of on the sides of your sunglasses.
Yeah.
Right. And so they look like sunglasses with some odd decoration on the hinges. Snapchat is going for a softer nudge. What is this referring to?
So a nudge is like a push, but much more subtle.
Mm.
So they're going for a softer push, like they don't want to overwhelm, you know, or they don't have such high expectations for these sunglasses
right.
as Google and Facebook had for their products.
Right. I mean, if you think about Google and Facebook and their kind of head-mounted technology, they were kind of trying to replace the mobile device, right? They were hoping that you would use it to take photos, to send emails, to take, you know, to go online and to do basically everything.
Yeah. Yeah. They thought it would be revolutionary.
Right. right. So they were kind of going for a bigger kind of revolution,
mm-hmm.
you know? But Snapchat is really just focusing on the idea of taking photos. So it's kind of a softer change, a softer push. Now, Spiegel may have a plan for smart glasses as sophisticated as Google Glass or Facebook's Oculus Rift, but he's starting off with a goofy name, one feature, an on-trend look, a lower price, and no public goal of doing anything more than helping people preserve memories. All right, so that is a packed paragraph. Let's break it down. So these sunglasses probably aren't the be-all, end-all goal.
Right, they just take video.
Right, so it's kind of like a starting point for him. Mm. Okay, and they maybe are looking to create something that is as sophisticated as Google Glass or Facebook's Oculus Rift, but he's starting off with a goofy name, one feature, which is just taking
videos,
right?
Yeah.
An on-trend look, a lower price, and no public goal of doing anything more than helping people preserve memories. And, you know, we've seen the pictures. They're kind of on-trend, right?
They are. They are very fashionable sunglasses.
Right. They look cool. I wouldn't, mm-hmm. I would wear them.
Yeah,
you know,
I would wear
them. Even if they didn't have the feature of being able to take videos.
Right.
Right. And there's no public goal of doing anything more than helping people preserve memories. So all they're trying to do is give people an opportunity to take videos. So they're not trying to help you to check your email, not helping you to go online, all these things.
Right. They don't have any big lofty goals.
Mm-hmm.
And also, yeah, they have kind of low expectations.
Right. Okay, so what is this goofy name?
They are called spectacles.
Mm-hmm. So Snapchat spectacles. And what do they do?
They integrate a small video camera and a notification light in the corners where the lenses meet the hinges.
Mm-hmm. And how does the camera work?
Well, the camera wirelessly transmits 10-second clips to Snapchat's image sharing app, which is on people's smartphone.
Right. So as Amanda told us earlier, Snapchat is famous because you can only record like 10-second clips of videos.
Right.
Right. So there are famous people who are really good at this, and they capture funny videos in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So the spectacles have a camera, a video camera, and it can record 10-second clips, and then it will wirelessly transmit these clips to the app. Mm-hmm. And allow other people to see it. And it's definitely a lot of fun if you get to see people's Snapchat videos.
Yeah, and what's actually interesting too is the little cameras that they have on the sides, when it's recording, they actually have little lights that like flash on the camera part so that the public actually know you're filming them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, there's been a lot of controversy about filming people in public.
Right.
But now it actually evens that play field out, and people will know if you're filming.
Right. And that's good, because that is definitely a concern. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in the next section here. So let's read more about these spectacles and find out how much they're going to cost.
Though it doesn't facilitate selfies, spectacles captures wide-angle circular video, enabling viewers to rotate their mobile devices to see more of a scene than a smartphone video does. The sunglasses cost $130 when they launched. Many of the societal questions Google Glass raised remain unanswered. But the teenagers and young adults who make up most of Snapchat's users may skip past those concerns quickly for a product tied to a brand they cherish. More than 150 million people use Snapchat each day for about 30 minutes on average. Teens are focused on fun and social interactions and worry less about privacy, said Patrick Warfolk, Senior Vice President and Chief Technology Officer at touchscreen technology supplier Synaptics. Spiegel said the rollout of spectacles would be slow and limited as the company figures out how the device fits into people's lives.
So there's one thing that spectacles, it doesn't do, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
It doesn't do selfies, Kendall.
Oh, what am I going to do?
I know.
What is a selfie, Amanda?
A selfie is when you, who take the photo, you have the ability to include yourself in the picture and take the photo at the same time.
Right. So you take a photo of yourself. It's a selfie. So it doesn't facilitate. It doesn't allow you to take selfies, which makes sense because you are wearing the glasses on your face and you're looking out. So you're not going to be able to take a picture of yourself unless perhaps you took the glasses off.
Yeah.
And, you know.
It sounds complicated.
Yeah. So, they capture something interesting, though. What do they capture?
Wide-angle circular video. And that enables viewers to, when they rotate their mobile device or their phone, they can see more of the scene that was filmed. So, Amanda was explaining earlier to us how it might film a vertical, right? Mm-hmm. Capture it vertically. But if you turn your camera horizontally, you can see more of what was captured.
Right. Mm-hmm. So basically Snapchat, the original format, only allowed you to take vertical videos, right? So when you hold your camera up and down. And a lot of people were doing that because that's kind of how you're used to using your phone.
Right.
Right. But when we think about every other kind of video that we watch, it's widescreen,
mm-hmm.
right? We think, you know,
YouTube,
TV, your computer screen. Most of that is wide now,
right?
Horizontal. So for me, whenever I took video, it bugged me when everything was vertical because then you kind of have these black rectangles on the side of the video. So I would always try to turn my camera or my phone on its side, horizontal, so you can see more of the scene.
Mm.
All right. So this is kind of what it's talking about here, is that the spectacles, it captures a horizontal view, so kind of a sideways view. So you see more of the environment. And they have a circular video, so it's kind of more of like that fish lens.
Yes.
Right? So it's kind of where it kind of bulges out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get to see a lot more of what's around rather than just that tiny rectangle. All right. How much will these sunglasses cost?
Well, they actually cost $130 when they launched.
Right. So it's not that expensive for a pair of sunglasses. That's about average.
That's pretty average for, you know, a pair of branded sunglasses.
Mm-hmm. Now, there were some concerns when Google Glass came out, right? So you kind of mentioned one earlier. Mm-hmm. You know, what if someone's taking pictures and no one knows, right?
Right. And yeah, there was a lot of
an invasion of privacy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Has Snapchat answered those questions?
Well, I think they're trying to answer that by showing the lights that are recording, show that you're recording when you look at the sunglasses, so that the public will know, oh, you're recording right now. So those lights only illuminate when you're recording.
Okay, so in some ways they have answered, but there are other questions that are unanswered. But it seems like the teenagers and young adults who make up most of Snapchat's users may skip past those concerns. So they're not as worried about those things.
Right. That was the draw to Snapchat in the first place for teenagers, because of the whole idea that you could video something for 10 seconds and then it disappears.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was no evidence of any video that you took.
Yeah. Right. So they're willing to, you know, overlook those things, and they can get these sunglasses because they are tied to a brand they cherish, right? So this is, you know, Snapchat is something that a lot of people love, and it's something that a lot of people enjoy using. In fact, it says more than 150 million people use Snapchat each day for about 30 minutes on average.
Wow.
That's a long time. I mean, if it's 10-second videos, that's a lot of videos.
Yeah, you know, I really noticed in conversation the shift when people would say, oh, I'm gonna post that on Facebook too.
Yeah.
Oh, let me just do that, you know, let me just use Snapchat.
Yeah.
Then you know, oh, there's a shift.
Right. Mm. You can tell the generation gap.
Yeah.
All right. So 150 million people, that's a lot of people. So these are the people that, you know, are tied to this Snapchat, and these are the people that cherish this brand. And what are teens focused on?
They're focused on fun and social interactions. They're not as concerned about privacy as adults might be.
Right. So, you know, for them, it's just about having fun.
Right.
They're not really worried about, oh, someone kind of videotaping them without their permission.
Right.
Okay. Well, when can we get these spectacles in? How soon?
Well, they're available right now, but the rollout of spectacles has been slow and limited. So that is because they want it to be unique.
Mm-hmm.
They want it to say stay special.
Right.
So actually right now what they're doing is we didn't mention it here, but they're actually releasing them through vending machine.
Interesting.
Yeah. But they're being secretive about where they'll put the vending machine.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to keep people anticipating where it will show up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of their marketing strategies.
Okay. Yeah, so they're trying. So the rollout, which just means the release of these glasses, will be slow and limited because they're, you know, they're taking their time. They want to make sure to do it right. And they don't want to, you know, just make a big, huge announcement and then have it fall flat.
Hmm.
So they're trying to see and figure out how people are going to be using these sunglasses.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's important because you want to know how these devices are going to play a part of people's lives.
Right.
And, you know, smartphones have changed the world, and they've definitely become a huge part of people's lives.
And they probably took a lesson from Google Glass and
mm-hmm.
how that didn't go as well as expected.
Right.
You know, there was a lot of anticipation about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it fell flat.
Yeah. So I'm sure they've learned a lot from that.
Yeah
it's a smart move on their part.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, So they don't have any huge expectations, you know, and they're being strategic about it.
Yeah, yeah. So they're not trying to bite off more than they can chew. They're just focusing on the one thing, you know, capturing videos, memories, and then just, you know, one kind of style. It's not like a hundred different styles of sunglasses. It's just one style of sunglasses, different colors, but one style and one function.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then, you know, and then they'll go from there.
Yeah. So of course, they're hoping that people will, you know, love it and buy it up and, you know, be willing to get hooked on whatever is next.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Well, what do you think, friends? Would you like a pair of these Snapchat spectacles? Let us know. Write us at letters@studioclassroom.com. Make sure you check out our QR code at the top of the page for some fun features and more information. And as always, remember to visit our mobile website, m.studioclassroom.com. And remember to come back and join us for the next lesson in Advanced Studio Classroom. Thanks for joining us today, friends. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.